The following podcast contains explicit language.
A few years ago, I was at a bar in Park Slope, and I met a guy. He was with a big group of friends, probably 37, 38 years old, but just movie star good looking. I remember him kind of leaning against the bar and thinking, Don Draper. He would kind of smile at the bartender, look back at me. And he's the kind of guy who holds eye contact. So long, like long enough to let you know what he wants. We chatted. It was loud. When he said goodbye, he finally told me his name. Randy. And he gave me his phone number.
Hello.
Hey, it's Andrea.
Hi.
So with this guy's permission, he let me record our first phone call after meeting at the bar. This aired on our show 3 years ago, and you should know that I wasn't as good at reading people back then. This conversation did not go the way I hoped. Yeah, I really appreciate you making the time to do this. I know it's the weirdest request in the world.
I never got one like this before.
But I just want you to know that I would have wanted to talk to you whether or not this was for the show. I felt something.
Yeah, it was nice. I don't usually go to that bar. But not really my type of place. But I had a really fun time talking with you.
What's your kind of place?
I don't know. I mean, not as noisy. Half of what I was saying and you were saying, I didn't hear. So it's good that we get to connect.
What do you do again?
I work at Quiznos in their copy department. If you see a funny sign in a Quiznos, it was probably written by me. I'll give you an example. Quiznos, more nicey, more spicy. That was mine.
Advertising's so interesting to me. That's so cool.
Yeah, and then quiz no, quiz yes, and that's just a question mark after each of those.
Quiz no, quiz no, yes guy. This is amazing. I can't believe I met you.
That was me. I created it. I didn't get any extra money because it's my day job, but that was me.
Congrats. That's so cool. I never thought I'd meet the Quiznos guy.
That's me, yep.
You know, because I'm doing this new kind of a show, I really am looking to meet someone, and I think that if it happened through this program, I'm really open to that. But also, it's great that you're willing to kind of get to know me in this weird format. And I was curious, this was my idea for the segment, like, could you give me a review as a girl you met, kind of like, how was my appearance? How was my wit? Like, what did you think of me, I guess?
I give you a B. I give you a B. Solid B. I thought you were fine. I thought you were overeager. I thought you couldn't handle your Were you drinking?
I just had like one drink.
You were really, really lippy. I mean, you were talking and talking, yip, 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 yapping, and it sort of put me off, to be honest. I don't really like anyone who's too forward, especially a woman. But I thought you had some interesting, I didn't agree with them, but you had some interesting views on, you know, the environment and politics and all that stuff. But I thought you were fine. I thought you smelled nice.
Oh, yeah. What did I smell like?
Well, I'm from Maryland. I'm from Southern Maryland. And my grandmother, my meemaw, has a farm down there. You know, it's hard to explain, but I used to go as a kid and the smell of hay will bring me back to those days. Not like petting zoo hay, but clean hay. And you had a very clean, rural smell to you. That's a compliment. That's not a put down. It was like being outside on a beautiful spring day in Maryland. Yeah, don't take those the wrong way, please. I thought you smelled really nice. But, I mean, beyond that, you were very attractive, for someone of your size. I thought you were...
someone of my size?
It's kind of stumpy. You know, I'm 6'2". How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm 5'2".
Yeah. But, I mean, you held it well. You know, some short people look dumpy, but I thought you looked pretty good. But here's the thing, too. You were sitting down, so I couldn't really see your legs. They looked okay, and I liked the stockings you were wearing and your shoes, if I remember. That's about all I remember. Here's the thing. I'm not from New York, and I like to tell it like it is. You know, I've been dealing with New York women for about 10 years. Had some luck, not too much luck. But
I'm guessing more of the not luck than the luck side. Just throwing that out there.
Probably.
Yeah, just a guess. I don't know where that's coming from.
But here's the thing. I mean, I think in order for you guys to really excel, I think you just need to shut your lips. Because it's just like a flippity-flappity. It doesn't end. It's just on and on and on. It's like a white noise machine. It drives me nuts.
At this point in the interview, it took a lot of self-control for me to not hang up. And also, I remember that part of me was kind of grateful that he'd been so honest with me. Remember, that's what I'd asked for. So I kept him on the line.
What do you watch? What shows do you watch?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of HBO's Girls. I really love...
Jesus. All right.
What? What? Is Alina Dunham? You don't like her? She's not beautiful.
Horrible.
She's not like traditionally beautiful enough for you. What? Like what?
Well, no, she's ugly. But the other thing is, I mean, she's a total.
She is not ugly.
Well, let me just say this: she ain't slamming. All right. No, you can't
we'll
argue.
Just,
with
we'll
that.
Just
Come
disagree.
On.
We'll just disagree. I think she's very. I think she's really beautiful.
All right. But beyond that, I mean, you know, she has these women running around, these 20-somethings acting like a bunch of Jezebel whores, just running around doing their own thing. Leading to God knows what. That's the thing. It, you know, the ramifications are never on the show. It's just, hey, let's go out there and get, you know, sleep with someone strange, and then.
Yeah, I know. Someone needs to call their fathers.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea. I mean, you know, women used to get married at 22. They're all out there loose, like a bunch of wild mares running across the savannah and. And then by the time you get to them, I'm 38, so by the time you get to them, they're all grizzled from alcohol and drugs. They slept with 50 guys. It's like buying something used from a stoop sale or something. It always has a nick in it. You know those things you buy at stoop sales that have nicks in it, little scratches? That's the type of woman I've been dating. That's the only type of woman you can find in New York. And if they're too young, they don't want to go out with you if you're 38.
Now, I don't feel completely right about how long this interview is going to go on for. Anyone in their right mind would have hung up a really long time ago. But there are things that I'm willing to do for this podcast that I don't recommend doing in your actual lives. I just don't want you to think that my interest in him from that night in the bar wasn't authentic. He's really good looking. And this guy, I remember, he said he was a comedy writer. And that seemed cool. I just didn't realize that it was for sandwiches, not for television. And I was probably a little drunk. Okay, so back to the interview.
But what I was going to say was, I didn't finish what I was saying at the bar, is that the charges never went through. I was telling you that someone took a photo of me on the subway. Remember me telling you that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was pissed off. You know, who was someone to take a photo of me and this woman claimed that I was exposing myself, which is bizarre because she was about 70 years old. How she took a picture, I have no idea. She was also handicapped, which was even more bizarre. But she said I was exposing my genitals, which is ridiculous. What I was telling you was that I was hiking up my pants, tucking them in to my pleated shorts, and what she saw, I have no idea. I wasn't looking down there. But anyway, that never went through. But that did cause a problem for a while, and it was why I'm sort of keeping a low profile in the bar.
That makes sense. I'm really sorry I had to go through that. It's, you know, it's just a scary time with privacy and cell phone cameras.
Well, it was a horrible time. I mean,
yeah. The
landlady caught wind of it. I was living in Murray Hill area, and I had to move uptown. I had to move Upper West Side, crappy apartment, horrible area, and just sort of lying low for a while. But I'm, you know, I would like, if you wanted to do something fun, like things you wouldn't normally do in New York. So I thought I would take you out for that. But you were getting, you seemed like you were a little upset before. Were you upset with me?
Yeah, I was.
Are you still upset?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
But I would love to, you know, I'd love to change your mind about this stuff. I'd love to show you just like that a woman can express herself and that this is okay. And
they can, but it's
but I'm not going to change.
I'm not from New York. I'm from Maryland. And, you know, women in Maryland are not, you know, they say what they need to say and then they shut up and they listen and that's it. But I mean, in New York, Jesus, I mean, if you don't tell them to stop it, it's on and on and on.
Now, at the time I spoke to Randy, the website Nerve.com still had online dating profiles. And I offered to do him a favor. I let him read what his profile said on the show.
All right. It starts off and it says, "I'm tired of it all." That's an uppercase. And it's like, "Where in the hell are the normal ones?" That was in lowercase, or, you know.
Okay. I'm just going to assume the rest is lowercase going forward.
Okay. And then it says, pre-40-ish Marylander looking for a normal lady. Favorite musical is Barnum. You ever see Barnum?
No.
It's about P.T. Barnum. And then I say, you know, musicals, romantic drinks by the water, long walks hand in hand along a beach. I like to play foosball. That's in there. Looking to settle down. Been married twice, recently separated. So, you know, three's the charm. And then I end with quiz yes. So that's a little bit of code. They're going to be wondering what that's about. And then I'm hoping they're going to call me and I'll say, "I came up with the quiz. No, quiz yes. That was me."
That's great. I think that's going to work for you. I really do.
Well, it has worked for me, I'll tell you, because I've gotten quite a few dates on Nerve.com. And the women on Nerve.com are not your average, you know, locked-up, prissy mamas. They're willing to do things that others aren't. Are you willing to do things others aren't?
No. Not for you.
What are you willing
to
do?
No. We're not doing this.
Okay. Another thing I do like, which is not mentioned in the Nerve advertisements, I do like role play.
Dungeons and Dragons, something?
No. Sexual role play.
Oh, okay.
I'm into 18th century. You know the guy who hunted down Jack the Ripper?
No.
His name was Dr. Leon. Anyway, I'm really into late 19th century London, foggy night, looking for the bad guy sort of role. So in that role, a woman would play a prostitute, 19th century prostitute, and I would be the guy who doesn't sleep with them but goes around saying, "Hey, have you seen this guy?" And I would hold up a sign, a picture of what I thought Jack the Ripper looked like. "Have you seen this guy?" And she would say something like, "No." And I would say, "All right, well, if you do, you know where to come, because I'm looking out for your best interest." Now, I'm not saying sex can't happen, but I'm not necessarily there for the sex. I'm there to help them.
But you're Jack the Ripper all along? Is that where this goes?
I'm not Jack the Ripper. I'm the guy who finds Jack the Ripper.
But see, that seems like the best way to be Jack the Ripper is to be the guy looking
Jack the Ripper. I have theories on Jack the Ripper that no one has heard before, and I'm going to write a book about who I think Jack the Ripper was.
That's
Do you want to know who he is?
Yeah, no, tell me.
All right, his name was Tony Beagle.
Okay.
He was a little-known politician in Britain at this time.
So this is what I remember going on in my head. While Randy was telling me about all this Jack the Ripper sex stuff, I started to get really disappointed. Like, how messed up is my judgment of people? And how could I let myself get so excited about a guy without knowing anything about him? When you meet someone with that kind of magnetic pull, you can start to make up stories in your head. You can think that this might be it. But it's never it for me.
I just don't see this working. I don't, you know, I really got excited when we met and I saw that you posted, I saw you posted something on Facebook about meeting someone special and I just,
well,
I'm really disappointed.
I kind of saw. I want to meet someone who has a good sense of humor, doesn't mind staying in once in a while, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was catnip. You know, catnip for the kitty cats. And it's not like I don't believe it, but that's what draws women in. That's fly your honey right there. I sort of stress that, but I leave out some other aspects. But I don't think that has to be a game changer, the way I feel about politics or whatever. I mean, you know, you see James Carville and his wife totally on opposite sides of the political spectrum. They've been married for 20 years and happily. So
you said that thing on Facebook, and I thought it was about me. And
what was it? Oh, I see the thing I said about I met a special woman last night. I think this could be the one, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was really manipulative.
It wasn't manipulative. I wasn't trying to manipulate you. I genuinely meant it. I thought this time is for real. And I imagined that we had a lot going on, a lot of similarities. And I really did think it was a one. I can see now that it isn't, but at that time I did.
But in so many ways, we were a match. After we met, I now had the phone number of someone who is unlike anyone I know in the city. And because he's so set on telling it like it is, talking to Randy can feel like having the direct line to the unspoken thoughts of so many dudes out there. We've all met a Randy, right? And by making him part of the show, we can all figure out how being Randy is going to work out for him. And we can learn how to avoid guys like him in the real world.
Sure, you don't want to go out, though. I think it could work.
No, I think you can do way better. I'm just, you know, I'm yappy, I'm demanding, I'm stumpy,
okay,
you know, I'm liberal. I'm just gonna annoy the crap out of you. So
all right.
You can do better, and I want to hear about your quest to do better. So we're gonna call you in a future
all right,
week, okay?
Well, you'll hear about it, believe me.
Okay.
But, all right, take care, Allison.
Bye. Andrea.
Bye.
It's Andrea. Bye. That was our first call, the first time we ever spoke with Randy, and he's since become a regular part of what we do here. He called the show after he lost his job at Quiznos. He called us after he was robbed on spring break. And shortly after we joined Panoply, you heard him tell us about his first kiss with a girl named Mel.
And really cute. I think she was like 11 or 12, but like an old 12.
Mel, got it.
She was starting to get her buds. She was budding.
Okay, like she's starting to develop breasts.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone knew it.
How he says buds here.
Buds.
It sends shivers down my spine. I love to hate him. And you guys have my permission. It is okay to enjoy hating Randy. That's how our show's longest fans listen. I recently spoke with Paul and Megan. They run a podcast book club, which is such a good idea. They do it in Denver.
We've been rotating around different bars and coffee shops.
It's a small group.
Yeah, I think it's less than 10 normally. But
for sure.
They recently met to talk about YOY. So I asked them, how are we doing?
I could always use more Randy, personally.
They want more Randy.
I kind of like being able to re-experience through other people what that's like. That, like, what the hell is this guy's deal thing?
The mystery is the fun.
And new listeners, I want you to become Randy people, too. And as a Randy person, you gotta know that there are some conspiracy theories out there. About who he is, about when he's lying, if he's even real. They think I'm in on it. And you know what? Randy is real. I couldn't make this shit up. Did you hear him? Talk about it online. I seriously don't care. But as fans of the show, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about how to stop him. And guys like him. From ever getting our phone numbers. That's it for today's show. Our producer is Lindsay Cradwell, and our editor is Hillary Frank. Our artwork changes every week thanks to Teddy Blanks at chips.nyc. Our theme music is by Andy Miklas, Casey Holford, and Lee Rosifer. We also used Creative Commons tracks this week from Steve Combs, Rocco W., and Ryan Little, all available on the Free Music Archive. Special thanks to Laura Mayer, Mia Lobel, and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Next week, Randy joins me in the studio, and there's something up with him. His eyes are going all over the place. He's fidgeting. Randy, you're acting really weird.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. I'm on Benny's.
And for those of you who aren't up to date on your 70s slang, a Benny is what people call a Benzedrine tablet, or today, we just call it speed.
What?
I didn't come up here. I wasn't able to stay up for two nights and drive all the way up here in 3 hours eating oatmeal, sweetheart. There's a reason why I'm this way, and it's a good reason.
What did you want to talk about? I'm like doubting my decision to even have you on the show in the first place, and I just need to know like why, was so pressing.
Okay,
about
how about this? How about my meemaw died?
I'm Andrea Salenzi, and that's next week. On YOY.